The Ghana Statistical Service, GSS, has in a rejoinder refuted allegations by former Deputy Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, indicating that inflation figures and other statistics released by the GSS are manipulated. The government statistician, Dr. Philomena Nyaku, at a media briefing in Accra to announce the producer price inflation, noted that inflation figures are not cooked. Dr. Nyaku further stressed that the GSS uses internationally acceptable standards to compute the figures. She added that the allegations by Dr. Baumia are unfounded and misleading. Dr. Nyaku first explains what goes into the calculation on the inflation rate.
We are saying that inflation figures are not cooked. Inflation is a sustained increase in the general price level of goods and services in an economy over a period of time. When the general price level rises, each unit of currency buys fewer goods and services than it previously could. Consequently, inflation reflects a reduction in the purchasing power of a given currency, a loss of real value in the medium of exchange and unit of account within the economy, all other things being equal. Inflation rate is a measure of how general price levels change over time. Inflation is not determined by the exchange rate and fuel prices alone, since there are other factors which influence the rate of inflation. Inflation rate is calculated to depict changes in the prices of items in all parts of the country, both rural and urban, taking into account the proportionate share of each item.
Dr. Nyaku also noted that Dr. Baumia did not use the right approach to calculate the figures that he churned out. She added that the GSS is ready to give further clarifications to anyone who has doubts.
We should also note that inflation does not depict pure price change only, but also the effects of the relative weights of the items. This is very important, and the rates are computed as such. In this sense, not all price increases may be inflationary, especially when quality changes are taken into account. It is possible that Dr. Baumia did not take account of the base drift effect on inflation rate in his article. It should be noted that the base drift effect tends to reflect a lower rate of change because of the division of the current index by a higher base number. The annual inflation rate for January 2013 was 10.1%, and that for July 2013 was 11.8%. Admittedly, the inflation rate for July 2013 is higher than that for January 2013.